So when we look at page 18 in the mail bay, when the Saints go marching in, it's not, doesn't seem like it's on the CD. Because the next track on the CD, if you flip to the very beginning of the book, it says track 4 is Cockles and Muscles, which is on page 22. So none of these are on the CD, so we're going to record versions of it. Pickup notes simply means notes that come in before the downbeat of the song. The downbeat of the song is over the word in. Now, you may not know this song, but over the word saints. There's no words in this in the music, but it goes, oh, when the saints, you know, and so there's your, that's your downbeat of the song. You know, if you were strumming chords, you see that there's no chords over the first three notes, only a chord on the fourth note. So it'd be like, oh, when the saints. That's the real beginning of the song. Oh. The rest of it is coming in before the beginning. It's like picking up to before the bar, you know. And, you know, the little box up here, it says one or more notes at the beginning of a strain. A strain just means a section of music. Before the first measure are referred to as pickup notes. The rhythm for the pickup notes is taken from the last measure, and the beats are counted as such. What does that mean? It's hard to figure out what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
But what it really means is, this D is on beat, what? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Four. This is a half.
It's a whole note. It occupies the whole bar.
Yeah.
So it's got to be on which beat?
You mean, which four?
Which of the four? Like when I count it off, are we going to play that note on beat 1, beat 2, beat 3, or beat 4?
Beat 1.
Beat 1, yeah. It's going to be beat 1. So how do you figure out the pickup notes? Well, you go backwards. You know there's four beats in a bar,
uh-huh.
Right? So if this is beat 1, and this is worth, the note right before it, the C, is also worth one beat,
uh-huh.
You're counting backwards. So if this is beat 1
uh-huh.
On the D, then the C has to be on which beat? Beat 1, 2, 3, or 4?
You mean count backwards?
Backwards from 1.
4.
Yeah, it has to be on beat 4, uh-huh. Right? So then it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4 is C, and D is 1.
Okay.
So if C is 4, excuse me, going backwards to 3. B would be 3, and going backwards to G would be 2. Uh-huh. So how you would count that, they should have wrote in, you know, the numbers 2, 3, 4 underneath that just to help you, or give you an example of what this little black box means, because if I didn't know how to read music, I wouldn't know what that meant, you know. But you would count off like this. You would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Da, 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 1, 2, right? And you would read from there.
Okay.
So that makes sense? So we're in on beat 2, and you can't just count one beat and then start playing. So you do a 2-bar count in, just like I did it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I don't know what a good tempo is for you, but you can try it like that.
Okay.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. 2, 3, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, rest. 2, 3, 4, rest. 4, rest. Shabby, right? Want to do that again?
Okay, just so I just again.